I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You are listening to the Game Changers podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Game Changers. In this episode, what I wanted to do was share with you 8 lessons that I've learned about online business. This is going to be like a mixed bag of advice for anyone who is trying to really get into building their own personal brand or building their own business online. Some of these are going to be really focused on mindset. Some of these are going to be really focused on strategy, but I really just wanted to kind of create an episode where I just walked you through all of the things that I know to be true for certain. Here's the thing, like, business is extremely subjective. Business is malleable. Business is something that one person can achieve in one way and one person can achieve in a totally, totally different way. I think everybody's looking for the perfect strategy. Everyone's looking for that one thing. And yet, what I really hope to show you in this episode is there is no one thing. There is no perfect strategy. What you've got to do is just learn from people who are doing similar things to what you want to do, follow your intuition, and be okay with making mistakes, because at the end of the day, your journey is going to look just totally, totally different from anybody else's in your industry, in your niche, or even anybody else's online. And in order for you to be truly happy, you need to be okay with that. So that's what we're talking about in this episode. I really, really do hope that you enjoy it. If you enjoy this episode, I would love for you to come let me know on Instagram by taking a screenshot of wherever you're listening to this, share it on your stories, and tag me. I would just love it when you share this with your audience so we can get this podcast and this message out to more people. All right, let's jump into number one. And number one is very aligned with what I was just saying before, is that there is no secret key to success in online business. I've had a lot of people saying to me lately, I feel like I'm missing something. You know, I feel like I'm just not getting it. I feel like I just don't understand. I feel like I just don't get what everybody else is getting. But here's the thing. Business is very simple. You know, I teach in my Simply Business group coaching program, which, by the way, is coming back soon. So if you would like to join the waitlist, then you can do so following the link in the description. But I talk a lot in my Simply Business group coaching program about the very simple elements that you need in order to have a successful online business, a personal brand service-based online business. And that is build an audience and sell them something that they need. Very similarly to the concept of losing weight or getting fit and healthy. So many people think that there is some secret key, some secret diet, some perfect pill that is going to help them be the ultimate successful, healthy version of themselves. But we know that at the end of the day, eat healthy and exercise, eat healthy and move your body. Like, that is the thing. That is the thing that is ultimately going to help the majority of people, bar any type of specialized symptoms that they're struggling with. But for the majority of people, eat healthy and exercise and you will lose weight. You will feel healthy. You'll feel fit. You'll feel strong. All of that stuff. Business is very similar in the way that these two elements, build an audience and sell them something that they need. Now, of course, this has its nuances. You can't build an audience of people who don't trust you. You can't build an audience of people who are just in a totally random niche to the thing that you're actually selling. But relatively, it's a very simple concept in that when you have a group of people who know, like, and trust you and are struggling with the problem that your business business has the solution to, and you actively communicate to them that you have that solution. Sell them into the fact that you have a program, a course, whatever it is, a product that will build a successful business. I think so often people spend so much time looking for the secret key or doubting the fact that they actually already have the knowledge that they don't take the simplistic action that they could be taking that will yield them the results that they actually want. So many people spend so much time like researching, self-doubting, journaling, speaking to people, when really if you just showed up and created content, if you just showed up and built your audience and then ultimately sold to them, sold them into the idea that you have the solution to their problem, you would get results. I see so many people procrastinating for months and months and months on end because they think they're missing something. So I promise you, there is no secret key. This is why it's so obvious that everybody's doing different things, because there isn't a secret key. If there were a secret key, everyone would be doing the same thing and more people would be successful. But the reality is that most people aren't willing to do the very simple thing, similarly to exercise, you know, eat healthy and exercise. Most people aren't willing to stay and show up consistently to build an audience, and most people don't sell or create a product that's worth selling. And so if you really truly do want to build a successful business, here's your two elements. Here's your secret key, actually. Build an audience and sell them stuff. Now, the next thing is that no strategy will outweigh a lack of self-belief. Here's the thing. Like, I just think that self-belief is like the fuel to the jet engine, which is the thing that's going to take you to the destination that is your goals and vision. I don't, that was a terrible analogy, but what I mean is that self-belief is like the magic. It is literally the thing that can make the difference between two people doing the exact same strategy and one getting results and one not getting results. You need to believe in yourself. Why I say that one person could be doing the same thing as another and one would get results is because somewhere along the line, the person who doesn't believe in themselves will self-sabotage. You know, whether it's just a lack of consistency, really obviously self-sabotaging, or whether it's just saying the wrong things in a consultation call. If you don't believe in yourself, you will never do the things that you need to do in order to make the success that you want happen. Most people don't even get started because they don't believe in themselves. With business, you have no guarantee of success. I mean, there is a guarantee in that if you just kept showing up and selling people stuff, eventually you would achieve some type of success. But people don't really know that. Like, there's no a guardian angel that is going to come down and say, if you start this business by September next year, you will have consistent 10K months. Like, there's no guarantee of that. And of course, there couldn't be any guarantee because there's so many things that you could or couldn't do that would ultimately lead to your success. But here's the thing. Where it all starts is whether or not you trust and believe that if you take the action, something's gonna happen. Or if you take the action, at least you've tried. Most people are just sitting around waiting for someone to guarantee them that they are going to be successful. I mean, I've had consultations with calls with people that say, can you guarantee that I'm going to make X amount of dollars by X date? And it's like, that's a physical impossibility thing for me to do, because there's just, how do I know you're going to show up? You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, like, you need to trust that if you are going to take the actions and build a business, that you're going to keep showing enough in order to get to that result. So if you're lacking in self-belief, you need to start working on that. Actually, in the episode before this one, I actually sat down with one of my clients, Haley, and we spoke all about self-doubt and self-belief. So definitely check that one out if you haven't already. Now, the next one is, and this is kind of harsh, but it's true. I say it with love. People are gonna forget about you. I think when we start businesses, I mean, in a healthy kind of way, like, we think the world revolves around us, you know, because our world revolves around us. But the reality is that even if you do have a seed audience, you know, the 1,000 true fans, if you don't show up, they're going to go satisfy their needs somewhere else. You know, I see so many people that have really great content and they have the best of intentions of starting this incredible business, but They start showing up for a little while and then they just completely disappear. And the reality is that, yeah, your audience might feel disappointed for a moment, but they're gonna go find someone else to follow. This is why people say consistency is key. This is why it's so important to show up. I don't know anybody who is really, really successful in my industry or, you know, in the online space who doesn't have some type of consistency going out there. You know, that doesn't necessarily have to be content. I know a lot of people will use like ads, or they will get like a social media manager to repurpose their old content. But even still, the purpose of that is staying front of mind to your audience. Attention is, it's so low. Like, attention spans are so low these days. So in order for you to be front of mind when someone is making the purchasing decision, you know, I want to buy this course, I want to work with this coach, in order for them to think of you, you have to be consistently showing up. I think that, I know this puts a lot of pressure on a lot of people because, of course, it's hard to show up. It is hard to show up consistently. I'm not saying that it's not. But what I will say is that you've got to build a system that works for you. You've got to train your audience for the expectation of when it is that you are going to show up. And you've got to just stick to that. Here's the thing. Like, I don't know very many people who've been hired into a certain position at their job and that just all of a sudden decide that they don't want to do the thing anymore. They don't want to show up to the job. You know, they don't want to come into the store or go into the office. Like, that just doesn't happen. But yet so many people, they have those behaviors in their online business. Now, I'm not saying you want to treat your online business like a job, because you definitely don't want to do that. But what I want to say is that you have to do what you need to do in order to have the same level of accountability that you would have for a job as you do with building your business. And the only way to do that is to remind yourself each and every single day that every micro action you take, showing up and doing that story, recording that podcast, filming that YouTube video, every single micro action you take is taking you one step closer to achieving that goal that you want. Remember what I said in the beginning, build an audience and sell them stuff. One of the best ways to build an audience is to show up for them. The other thing and the other part of this is that people just want to know that you care. Like, people just want to know that you're the type of person that loves what you do so much so that it's not actually a chore for you to show up, and that you actually care about your audience. Nobody likes that friend that is there one day and then you can't get a hold of them for like 6 weeks because they're just off with their other friends. You know, you don't feel very good in that relationship, but that friend that's always there for you, that friend that's reliable for you, and that friend that shows up, that's the kind of experience that you want to give your audience. They want to be able to rely on you, because when they rely on you, they trust you, and when they trust you, they buy. Speaking about people buying from you, that actually brings me to point number four, and that is selling is everything. And when I say it's everything, I mean it's not everything, but it kind of is everything. Hear me out. You have to sell people. If you want to have a successful business that makes money, you have to sell. Like, you have to get comfortable with selling. I know so many people have a lot of hang-ups around selling. You know, it's sleazy, I feel bad. But the reality is that if you work on your own self-doubt, as I spoke before, selling isn't actually that difficult. Selling isn't actually that bad. I love selling. I really do. I can't remember who said it, but I heard someone once say that it's not even selling that you're doing, it's just inviting people to the party. And that's really the way that I see it. You know, when I have a new program or a new product or a group coaching course that I'm about to run, a Simply Business course I'm about to run, I absolutely love inviting my community to come hang out with me and to learn on a much deeper level than I'm able to provide on social media. That to me just feels so good and expansive, because I love my programs, I love my niche, and I love my community, and I want to serve them on this incredibly deep level. I want to make friends with them, I want to get to know them, and that kind of stuff happens when they buy from me, when they purchase my products, right? So I love the whole experience of selling. But the thing is, in order for you to be successful, you have to sell. And I'm not necessarily just talking about the selling that crosses a customer over the line, it gets someone to buy from you. I'm talking about the whole nine yards. You have to sell your freebies and your opt-ins. You have to sell your content. You have to sell yourself. You have to sell people on the idea that you're a good coach or consultant or freelancer or entrepreneur. You have to sell people into your community. You have to sell people on following you. You're constantly selling, right? Selling is no different to you going to your friend's house and being like, oh my gosh, I literally loved the latest episode of insert favorite Netflix show here. You have to watch it for this, 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 and that reason. You know, you are constantly selling when you're telling a story to your partner about this incredible new cafe or whatever it may be. Like anytime you're talking about anything, a book, a restaurant, a TV show, you are selling. Even when you're saying to a friend, you know, I'm going to bring my other friend tonight. You're going to love her. She's amazing. You're selling that friend. We are constantly selling. Selling is literally just telling people about the features and benefits of something and why they would enjoy it themselves. That's all selling is. But in order to be a successful entrepreneur, you have to get comfortable with doing this for yourself and for your products, right? Because if you're not selling your products, no one else is going to sell them for you. And people simply don't just figure these things out for themselves. People need to be told why they should do something, why they should take some action. And so if you do really want to build a successful business, get comfortable with selling. Number five is that you can't do this alone, nor should you really try to. Here's the thing, like, I know that when you first start your business, it's highly unlikely that you're going to have the resources to be able to hire a full team. But one thing I realized is that I really thrive in communities. And the funny thing is, most people do, because that's just the state of human beings. We thrive within communities. I was reading a book recently, and I can't remember the name of the book. Oh my gosh, I've been reading so much lately. I'm just obsessed with like the mind, psychology, neuroscience. Ugh, I can't wait to go back and study neuroscience, but that's a conversation for another day. Anyway, this book that I was reading was actually studying the psychology around cults. And particularly what it was saying is like why it's so easy to get people to take action within cults. And I really thought about this when it comes to business, like how you make it easier for yourself to achieve your goals and to show up is not only just having support of like-minded individuals around you, but people actually helping you to achieve that goal. Now, what this can look like for you is, yes, of course, it can look like you hiring a team member. I just recently hired an OBM and it was the best decision I ever made, an online business manager. It was the best decision that I ever made in the history of all the decisions that I've made in my business, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna say. But honestly, like it has just changed my business and changed the feeling that I have towards my business. But even before that, like I've always relied on the help of my masterminds, my friends, my coaches, the communities that I've joined, the community that I've built. You don't want to be in isolation when building a business. The most anxious and down times that I've had in my business is when I am trying to do things alone, when I'm not focusing on connection, when I'm not focusing on sharing my ideas and sharing my highs and lows with people who care about me and care about my goals. I speak about this a lot. I know I've mentioned this a lot on YouTube, but whatever you need to do, whether that is hiring someone to help you with your business, or whether that is joining a mastermind, or whether that is just building your network of entrepreneurial friends, do not try to do this in isolation, because not only is it going to be incredibly bad for your mental health, I don't care if you're an introvert. I don't care if you are considered a lone ranger. In order for you to build a successful business, you need to get comfortable with accepting help from other people. And the sooner that you get comfortable accepting help from other people, the sooner that you are going to feel so much more inspired to achieve your goals. Okay, so I wasn't joking when I said this was a completely mixed bag of tips and tools and ideas and lessons that I've learned about online business. But the next one is, first impressions count. The reason why I wanted to include this was because I never used to think that in business, this was actually the case. I thought it was, you know, how much you keep showing up over time. And yeah, that definitely obviously has a lot to do with it. But I realize now more than ever that with the state that entrepreneurship is online and how much competition there is actually out there, people are more so gravitating towards vibes. And I know that sounds weird, but what I mean by that is like, you have to get your branding right. I recently did a masterclass in the Game Changer Collective, which if you didn't know is my monthly membership program where I do a new masterclass every month, plus we have this awesome online community. But I recently did a masterclass that was all about branding. And in that I shared that how it used to be was that, you know, you could just show up on Facebook, you know, build a little Facebook group, show up on Facebook Lives, and ultimately people's personalities sold other people into their programs and their coaching programs. But the reality is that with so much noise these days, you really have to create a sense of familiarity for your audience as soon as they land on your content, whether that's your YouTube channel, whether that's your Instagram profile, or whether that's your website. If somebody within your audience comes to your content or your website and straight away they don't have that sense of familiarity, something that they would enjoy, it's really hard to actually continuously capture their attention or to keep them engaged and active and on that page. This is why branding is so important. You need to do the work when you're building your business to figure out what is the style of brand that I'm trying to create? What is the experience that I'm trying to create? You can't simply just choose a bunch of colors and hope for the best with your brand. You really, really need to think about, like, what is the image that I am trying to portray? What is the experience that I'm trying to give my audience? And then build a brand that is associated with that vibe or with that experience. I recently changed my brand and it made massive, massive changes to the success that I was having on YouTube, because my branding before was this gold color, which I still use a lot, but it was just a little too aggressive and it was just a little too different to what other people in the lifestyle industry were using. Whereas when I changed to a more softer, more neutrals look, it gave people that sense of familiarity that they get when they're consuming lifestyle content, when we're thinking about this easy living.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
And, you know, personal development and all this fun stuff that I speak about. And so I'm not saying you need to go out there and copy somebody else's brand, but I'm just saying you need to consider, what is the vibe I'm trying to create? And does the way that I look, not you personally, your face, but does the way that my brand looks give that experience in literally like 0.03 seconds? Because that first impression is extremely important. Okay, now number seven is, and this one is basically more for anyone, really. It's not really a lesson about business. It's more a lesson about you, but I wanted to include it here because I recently went back and I was revisiting this document I created where I basically analyzed all of my most successful friends and clients, and I looked at the traits and the strategies and all the different things that I believed made them successful. I recorded a podcast episode about it. I'll leave it linked below. But I had a look at it, and one thing that was so common amongst all of these women, whether I actually listed it down or not, was that they were resourceful. Resourcefulness is one of the most important traits of an entrepreneur. Here's the thing, like, I can almost tell within the first like 1 to 2 weeks of coaching someone whether or not they're going to be someone who achieves success fast or whether it's going to take them a little longer. Reason is because of the resourcefulness that they show me. You know, those clients that come back after session one and say, I researched this and I was looking at this and, you know, based on the conversation we had, I went off and did this extra bit of research. Like, that skill is one of the traits that will make me as a business coach know this person is going to be successful. If you don't have the tendency to go off and do research or to go off and learn things or to go off and find the answers to something, that's something you really, really want to work on, because you have to be quite, I'm not necessarily saying you need to be like fast moving, but in order to get the answers that you want, the knowledge that you need, the skills that you need, you have to know how to go out and accumulate information. You can't just sit around for someone to come give you all the answers on a silver platter. Even if you have a coach, you know, you can't hire a coach and just from session to session to session, just hope that they're going to point you in the right direction, right? They are there to guide you, but you're also there to develop entrepreneurial skills so that you can do the work yourself when you stop coaching with that person. And the one skill that is going to allow you to do that is resourcefulness. So please, if you're someone who wants to start a business and you really want to be successful, figure out how to become more resourceful. And the one tip that I have for you is that the more you enjoy what you're doing, the easier it is to be resourceful in that area. And then my final one is not necessarily a lesson just about business again, but really a lesson about leadership and a lesson around personal branding. You know, I talk a lot about business, of course, because that's the type of coach I am and that's a passion that I have and something that I've been doing for the last over decade now of my life, learning about business and marketing. But here's the thing, like my passion is definitely in leadership and in people who want to build a business around themselves as a personal brand so that they can make a massive positive impact on the world. But what I've realized is that lately, it's not good enough just to be good. Like you have to be great. And what I mean by that is it's fine if you just want to build a sort of mediocre business, you just want to build a little lifestyle business that affords you some luxuries that you wouldn't be able to get outside of a 9-to-5 job. That's fine. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. The issue I see, however, is that people have world-class dreams with a mediocre work ethic. Now, you know that I'm not someone who's into like hustle culture or thinks that you need to be working like 17 hours a day in order to be successful, but it's more so the resilience to show up and do the thing that you can do to become an industry leader that I see a huge gap in. So many people say to me, I'm going to be the next Tony Robbins. And then I ask them, amazing, like how much do you know about your niche? And they're like, think that they know a lot more than they actually do. You need to be incredibly self-aware here that it's, again, it's fine if you just want to build this coaching practice or if you just want to have this freelancer business that makes you, you know, 10-20K a month and you can go be a digital nomad or you can not work so you can spend more time with your kids. Like there's nothing wrong with that. I know a lot of people who want to do that. But the issue, like I said, is when I see people saying, I'm going to be the next Tony Robbins, I'm going to be the next Oprah, I'm going to be the next Gabrielle Bernstein. But what they're doing is spending their time scrolling through social media. They're not being resourceful. They're not working on their own self-doubt. They're not showing up consistently. They're not building their network and their team. They are constantly looking for the secret key, all the things that I've spoken about in this episode. You know, they're really not working on themselves. They're just satisfied with being good and doing the bare minimum. And yet, what's that quote? It's like you've got champagne dreams on a beer budget. It's kind of like that. You've got champagne dreams on like a beer output, work ethic, you know. A lot of people think that they're going to get a lot more out without putting a lot in. And I just want to remind you that like Gabrielle Bernstein, Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, all of these people worked incredibly hard to get to where they are today. They did a lot of sacrifice. They mastered, they really became obsessed with their niche, with their industry, with their passion, with their work. They made sacrifices. They really, really like consumed, their world was consumed by their goal and their vision. It wasn't a part-time thing. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I'm going to work on this just for you know, half an hour once a day. And I totally get if you've got a 9-to-5 job that it's not always easy to dedicate yourself as much as if you didn't. But still, like I'm sure all of these other people, these world-class leaders, maybe many of them started by having a 9-to-5 job, but they spent every other moment thinking and dreaming about the purpose and the thing that they were trying to achieve in the world. And so those, I mean, I could have honestly gone on for probably another 25 hours with lessons that I've learned about online business. So maybe I'll make a part two, but I really hope that you enjoyed this. I know, like I said, it was a bit of a mixed bag and some of it may feel like I'm calling you out, but that's what I want to be for you. I want to be your friend and your cheerleader and the person to support you on your journey. But I also want to be the person who just gets real with you, who doesn't sugarcoat it, who doesn't say, yeah, you're going to do amazing if you're not showing up and doing the work. I know what it takes to be successful. I've seen it over and over again. I've done it for myself and I've helped so many other people to achieve success in their lives and in their businesses. And I just know that it takes a special type of person to truly create the things that they want in their life, to truly be a goal achiever. And you can become that person. You can absolutely become that person. You've just got to realize what those characteristics are that you need to adopt. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. Like I said, if you did, I would absolutely love for you to share it on social media. I'm really sorry if I sound a bit stuffy and blocked up. I actually have been talking all day and have a bit of a blocked nose, which is totally random for me. I never get a blocked nose. But considering I haven't left my house in about 5 weeks now, and it's the middle of winter, and my heat has been on constantly, that's what we're dealing with. So I appreciate if it sounded a little phlegmy. Thanks for listening to the end, because I may not listen to an episode where someone sounds like they've got a blocked nose. Anyway, now I'm rambling. I love you so much. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.